Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. How can I assist you in the fraud department?
Yes, I'm trying to. Somebody sent me from your office that I ordered something yesterday. I didn't order anything.
Okay, so let's try to pull up an order so we can assist you. What's your first and last name?
Innocent International.
And what's your shipping address, please?
It's 98 Oak Street, apartment 1411, Lindenwood, New Jersey.
Well, thank you. I look like you come for our wireless earbuds, headphones, the case. You had another pair of earbuds. The order was first initially created on March 1st for $495, $19.98, and $395. You stated that you never placed that order. Am I correct?
No, on the 18th. Yesterday, I just received email yesterday.
Yes, but did you place? No, I'm talking about.
Listen to me. I'm the one that called.
I know what you're talking about, sir. For the charge that was $49.95. Okay.
I don't know why.
But did you place the order on March 4th for $495, $395, and $19.98?
Yes, through code. They sent me a gift card, and that's what I used.
A gift card.
So the discount I got, yeah, I didn't just go there and just ordering something.
Did you place an order for headphones?
Are you listening to me? Why are you shouting? I'm just trying to give you how the thing came about.
No, okay? Sir, I'm stating. I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm shouting, but I'm not. The order was done on March 1st for $495 and $395. Did you place that order?
I didn't go straight. I'm trying to tell you how I placed order, how I got it, okay? The order I got was a discount I got from Kohl's. They sent me a gift card online. So from there, I was filling something, and it was something was flashing. So that's what happened. And
okay.
I took it, no problem. And they charged my phone, my
card. Okay, so when that order was done on March 1st, you paid $495 and $399 for shipping and handling of the headphones. And for the cases, you paid $19.98. But for those headphones, you were in trial basis to call in and cancel any future billings or shipments. Your trial started on March 1st and it expired on March 16th. On March 18th, we billed you for one pair of headphones. The retail price of the product, because the first time you paid shipping and handling for it to be sent out to you, you never paid for the headphones.
And because it was free from Kohl's.
The way it works, it's free. Kohl's had the promotion, yes, from our company, but it's not from Kohl's, the product. And you had to agree to our terms and policies when you placed the order. You agree that you were going to call in your trial for the items to stay free with no cost, only shipping and handling. What I could do as a customer courtesy, because yes, you were only billed for one, $49.95, and you had the discount for the second one. So the retail price of the headphones are $69.95. That's what you were not billed. What I could do, though, as a customer courtesy, I can apply 35% credit of the
$49.95. So what are we talking about now? Of the
I can apply a 35% credit of the $49.95 because it's not fraud because you placed the order. I don't know if they... Okay, so give me one moment.
Okay.
Give me one moment. Give me a moment. You receive a credit of 1748 back in the court in 5 to 7 business days, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And is there something else I can assist you with?
No, man, I just want to, because I saw the thing yesterday. They said that I thank you for the order for yesterday. That's what I saw here, 4995. So I wasn't, because I didn't call, I didn't go online yesterday to place any order. That's why.
I completely understand. If you do have any additional questions, you could just give us a call back, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're fine. Thank you for calling Customer Care.
Bye.
Bye-bye, sir.
Bye.